Which reminds me, Bruce, I've got a request for a new banner to go outside. Set time of the service and new people welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Big letters.
Yeah.
All right.
Just tell me what we want before it was, but yes, I'll get it done.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, yes. I may find out more next this coming week. There are a couple of partnership meetings about the Porter Cabin, because that would help increase their work considerably. So, but they are looking for a site, and the one they're looking for, the last one they were looking for was the car park down below. I don't think they'll be successful, so if they're not, I'm going to be encouraging them to do it. That's the numbers of council land. They said they would, so we might as well accept that to promise. Right, so we're going to start. I know that Richard's got to get away, so. No, we won't talk about that. The first song, I want to serve the purpose of God in my generation.
Silver and gold.
come to our Lord in prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and most wonderful God, we come to worship you. We come to give you the praise and the glory. We come to thank you for the way that you lead us, for the way that you hear and in your wisdom answer our prayers. You are a great and a wonderful God. And we pray for the world that you created. We pray that peace may reign. We pray that there will be an end to trouble, to terrorism, to poverty, and to all those things that spoil your world. We pray concerning the virus that has been spreading throughout the world. Lord, we pray that we may be sensible and that we might try and keep to the restrictions that we are being given. Lord, we want to see an end to all this. But Lord, in the meantime, we thank you for all the people, all the organizations, all the individuals, all the carers, the volunteers, for all that they are doing to help people caught up in this terrible pandemic. Lord, we want to pray for our own country, for our Queen, for the royal family, for every member of the House of Commons and the House of Lords. Lord, they all need your guidance. They all need your wisdom. Pray, Lord, that you would guide them. And we pray that they might listen to you, that they may help all people to live in accordance with what is right. Lord, it's so easy for us to fail, and we ask you to forgive us. But Lord, when we wander from you, we know that there is always that path back to you. We know that you love to see us, you love to hear us, you love to forgive us. You are indeed a wonderful God. And Lord, we know that any problems, any troubles, any pain, any concerns that we have this morning, we can bring them to you, and we know that you will deal with them in accordance with your will. So, Lord, we want to go forward in this life, living your will, serving you, following you, shining for you. For as we know, you are the light of the world, and you want us to be lights, shining for you in a lost world. Lord, help us to reach out. And Lord, you know we've talked about this porter cabin. Lord, we long to do a wider work here in the Willows. And we ask that you would undertake for those that are seeking to help us and provide all the resources that we need. We bring to you each one, Lord, each individual here. We've got no secrets from you, Lord. You know all about us and you love us. Lord, we just ask that you would be with us, that you would answer our private prayers, that you would look after us and all our family and friends. And let us, Lord, rejoice, because we know you are always there for us, and you are a great and a wonderful provider. So, Lord, we bless you, we praise you, we want you to be glorified for all that is happening. So, Lord, hear our prayer, for we bring it in the wonderful name of Jesus, our Savior. Amen. Amen. Sarah's not here, she would have been doing the reading. So without any warning, reader has agreed to share the reading with us. It's printed in your service sheet, and it comes from Philippians 4, verses 4 to 9.
Find your exhortation. Rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice. And the God of peace will be with you.
Thank you very much. Now, the words that you've got, the Lord of the Dance, are wrong. Sorry?
Your one should be on the middle sheet.
I'm going too far back. Yeah, we want to see Jesus lift his eye, is that right? Yeah. Sorry. Trust me. So you've got the right words, but we want to see Jesus. Yeah. New Year resolution. First of all, just to share with you, I may, excuse me, verse 8, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. I must admit I've not been a great supporter of New Year resolutions. It seems to me that they are made to be broken. Some folks poke funny at the reality of the resolutions by proposing New Year vows that are, shall we say, attainable. Here are a few but from social media that I found. Wave to fellow motorists at traffic lights. Stop procrastinating tomorrow. Get lost without any help from Saro. That, I understand, is an assistant available from Apple users. Unfriend everyone who posts their workout regime. You think, oh, it's a bit of a farce, isn't it? And I haven't got much time for resolutions, New Year resolutions. Personally, people that I know and who have made them, and even me in earlier days, I have to admit, made what I look back on as silly resolutions, which probably most of us had no intention of really keeping. But I've noticed that advertisers who sell their products by encouraging people to keep resolutions if they buy their goods. For instance, vegan meals have been advertised recently. You can keep your resolution if you buy our meals. I beg your pardon. advert for Keep Fit course. This could be your new resolution. Join our system and keep fit. In other words, they're using these resolutions to promote their own, trade, if you like. And on the computer, they quote the top 10 most common resolutions. Here they are. Get organized. Learn a new skill or hobby. Live life to the fullest. Save money and spend less. Stop smoking. Spend more time with family and friends. Travel more. Read more. Can I make a few comments? Live life to the fullest. And the next one, save money and spend less. How can you live life to the fullest if you're not going to spend money? Travel more. How can you travel more if you're not going to spend more money? And can you see the nonsense, really, that those 10 supposed to be most common resolutions, and I've given to you just once more quickly. Get organized, learn a new skill or hobby, that costs money too. Live life to the fullest, save money, spend less, stop smoking, spend more time with family and friends, travel more, read more. But I'm sorry. I think there are contradictions there, and they're certainly not for me. But in Philippians, we see that we are being called to be gentle to all people. We are being called to be prayerful. What I want to suggest is, instead of making New Year's resolutions, let us share with God our requests. Share with God in prayer our requests. Let truth reign. Let purity reign. Let virtue reign. You know, you could say, well, it's hard, you know, to follow God. But you know, we've got a motto, haven't we? It's on the front here. If we walk in the light of Jesus, as Jesus is in the light, we have fellowship with him and one another. And I've got a little brief thing of that. You know, if you want to call it a resolution, but a motto in brief: walk in the light and shine for Jesus. You know, that's better than any resolution. That comes from Scripture. It is what God requires from us. And you might say, well, yeah, but it's not easy to walk in the light. Not easy always to follow Jesus. Yes, that may be true. But do we not believe this? That if we put our trust in God, with him, nothing is impossible. We need to believe, we need to trust, we need to walk with him daily, and we need to shine for him. That's better than any resolution that I can think of. And that is what Jesus, I believe, calls us to do, and indeed to be. And now, in this Lord of the Dance, it was on Souls of Praise last Sunday. You can ignore these words, that's a different Lord of the Dance. That doesn't matter. But when I heard this on Souls of Praise, Lord of the Dance, I thought, this is not right. And within about 5 minutes, of course, I realized he is Lord of all. Oh, Bruce, what a silly mistake I let flash through my mind. I was ready to condemn the word. Oh, the Lord showed me the truth. He is Lord of the Dance. He's Lord of all. Praise the Lord. Let's sing. Oh, yeah, we'll see. We'll get us a
challenge. Let's dance.
There you dance, we like.
Join me.
Right, over to you.
It's not the words in the sheet.
No, Jean's got the words on there.
Yeah, that's the right words, Jean.
But there's still the sheet.
That's okay. We need
you.
You've got them on the phone. They've got them on the phone. All right.
Can you, Brian, have you got them, Brian?
No, I haven't.
Oh, can you?
But I'll.
It's difficult trying to shoot this through the phone. Yeah.
I'll hand it on.
I dance in the morning when the world was young. I dance in the sun and the stars and the sun. I came down the ladder and I dance on the earth. A dirty hair in my hand. My tongue dance, dance wherever you may be. I am the Lord of the dance, and he and of me. Thank you.
birthday, we had that at our wedding.
Ah.
99 years.
Yes,
39.
I'm the one with the deck.
One more year and it'll be your ruby.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Congratulations. Right. In the second Sunday of the month, it's our practice to celebrate communion, the Lord's Supper, and that we're going to do right now. So let us come to our Lord in prayer. O God, our Father, we thank you that you were willing to send your Son into this world. He who was without sin came and lived among us. He taught us, he led us, and eventually he died for us upon the cross, the perfect sacrifice for our sin. Oh, Father God, it was amazing. It is amazing that you should spare your Son to die upon the cross of Calvary for us. And as we come to the table this morning, we would remember the tremendous sacrifice that Jesus made on our behalf. And we will remember all that that has achieved for us. For it was the beginning, really, of a new life with you, O God. Jesus opened the way through Calvary, and all who come and receive the forgiveness that Jesus has earned for us, begin to know a new life. Sins gone forever, forgiveness, guidance, born again, a wonderful new life, a wonderful relationship. We know Jesus suffered, but we thank you for him, and we rejoice in all that he has achieved for us. So, Lord, as we take the bread and wine this morning, we pray that you would be with us. We pray that you might receive our thankfulness. The Lord, we remember the words of Jesus himself, who said, "Do this in remembrance of me." And that's just what we're going to do now, taking bread and wine to remember you. Amen. So we remember that when Jesus was with his disciples in the upper room, he took bread, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you." This said Jesus, "Do in remembrance of me." We eat the bread as it's served, we retain the cup,
drink.
We know that Jesus also took the cup. He said, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This said Jesus, do in remembrance of me. The saving blood, the redeeming blood, the wonderful blood of Jesus was shed for us. Let us drink and be truly Father, Son, and Spirit, three persons in one Godhead, we rejoice because we know that God, you love us, you guide us, you feed us, you save us, and you are there for us at all times. We rejoice in your goodness, and we want to thank you for the relationship that each of us here this morning have with you. And Lord, wherever we go now, whatever we do, may we indeed walk with you. And Lord, we know that you have a great love for what we call the lost. Help us, Lord, that we might truly love you too, and that we might shine always for you. So may we see your kingdom extended, and may we see your lovely name glorified at all times. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we prepare to sing the last song, we'll just remember when our last song first came out, song of Matt Redman's, yeah. And it's got a great truth. If only we can indeed do what we sing. I will offer up my life in spirit and truth. pouring out the oil of love as my worship to you. In surrender, I must give my every part. Lord, receive the sacrifice of a broken heart. We sing together.